This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. I would like to share with you over the next few weeks some principles I learned and then applied to my life based on 2 Thessalonians 1. Beginning this year, I am anew living out what I learned from Paul's prayer in verses 11 through 12 of this chapter. But to understand these verses, it's important to consider what he said leading up to them. To do this study, I will use what I call a 4S approach: spread, sort, structure, and summarize. While reading 2 Thessalonians 1, start by spreading out what Paul says by writing down each detail you come to. For example, the chapter begins with an introduction. Here, Paul introduces his teammates, Silas and Timothy. The book was addressed to the Church of Thessalonica. This church had a vital relationship with God the Father and Jesus Christ. Putting the Father and Jesus Christ together in this construction, Paul implies that the Father and Jesus Christ are equal. This relationship these believers had with God opened the door for them to experience grace and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. As the providers of grace and peace, the Father and Jesus Christ are again put together as equals. Then Paul begins his prayer with thanksgiving. In this he affirms their growth in faith and that their love for each other is increasing. Let me encourage you to read the rest of the chapter, noting all the details included in this prayer of Paul for the church in Thessalonica. Spread this information out before you and meditate on it. We'll continue this study in our next visit. I hope you can join us.